Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. This is a live show. I know some of you might be home. You have the day off for Columbus Day, and I hope you're enjoying the day. But we are here and we are live because the news just don't stop. So we don't stop either. And we're going to deliver to you all of the latest breaking news. Very interesting local story, which we're going to discuss at 1:30. Something that happened in Hanover. You might have heard of it. In the New Boston Post and some other places, a teacher was fired for a political TikTok, and we're going to talk to that teacher at 1:30. But there's a lot of national news out there, and I really want to open up the phone lines right away for this story. Southwest is in the news. They've canceled hundreds of flights amid vaccine mandate. Now, there's conflicting reports. So what happened at first was Southwest Airlines, according to the New York Post, canceled hundreds of flights Monday after the airline was forced to ground nearly 2,000 flights over the weekend. The world's largest low-cost carrier canceled almost 350 flights as of Monday. That's 1 in 10 scheduled departures. Now, this always would make news because that many flights, people trying to get out, people start tweeting from the airport, people are frustrated, they have places to go. It's never a good thing. But the timing of this is very interesting because this comes on the heels of the vaccine mandate. Now, from the Federalist, Jordan Davidson writes, days after forcing COVID shots on workers, Southwest Airlines cancels 1,800 flights. It didn't take a genius. You know, you don't have to be Joe Scarborough or Joy Reid or one of these brilliant minds to draw some conclusions from this. As Maxine Waters might say, to connect the dots. And I'm not Inspector Carr or Inspector Clouseau. But I, too, thought, that's interesting. They force the vaccine. Suddenly, all these flights get canceled. What's going on? Well, according to some people, including some blue check marks, there was rumors that the pilots basically had sick outs. So they walked off the job. They wouldn't come in because of these mandates. Now, Southwest is denying that. They're saying this was due to weather. The old weather excuse. So Southwest told the Federalist that attributing the cancellations to the mandate is unfounded rumor and speculation, and claimed the cancellations were due to weather challenges in Florida and unexpected air control issues in the same region. But the FAA, the Federal Aviation Agency, they've been coming up in the news a lot lately, most recently because they had to ground that Fox News drone. That's when I think FAA, that's what I think of. Well, they said that no FAA air traffic staffing shortages have been reported since Friday. Flight delays and cancellations occurred for a few hours Friday p.m. due to widespread severe weather, military training, and limited staffing in one area of the Jacksonville on Hoot Center. So there's two different stories being told, but that didn't stop the blue checks from coming out and expressing their disgust for these pilots. It wasn't confirmed that that's what's happening here. But if it is confirmed, you can rest assured that the liberal elite think it's disgusting what these pilots have done. So this is Andrew Ross Sorkin. I guess he writes for Breitbart. He says, reminder, Southwest Air accepted $3.2 billion from taxpayers. That money kept its pilots employed during the pandemic. It also made Southwest Air the first airline to post profit. And now, apparently, many of those pilots don't want to help society by getting vaccinated. Help society. That's code for do what I tell you to do. That's code for give up your freedoms. You don't want to do what I tell you to do. You don't want to follow my political beliefs. You don't want to bend the knee to my agenda. Well, you don't want to help society then. Talk about vague platitudes to get your message across. And then the Palmer Report, and they've come up before. They're some liberal outlet, again, blue check. Theirs was even more deranged. This attempt by unvaccinated Southwest airline employees at crippling U.S. air travel is the latest reminder that it's a very short distance from anti-vaxxer to domestic terrorist. Unity! Can you say restoring normalcy? And I just want to remind everyone here that if this were happening and Trump were president and the vaccine was poisonous as we were, you know, it couldn't be trusted as we were fed in the lead up to the election. If the vaccine could not be trusted and was bad news and, you know, Trump had the lab coat on and he was the one bottling this vaccine, then these pilots would be heroes. They'd be on the cover of Time magazine with Dr. Fauci. They'd be the guardians of the year. They'd be the next Alexander Vindmans. They'd be getting praise heaped on them from Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. They'd be doing sit-downs with Jake Tapper and Vogue shoots. How the pilots changed the course of history for the better. Their bravery cannot be described in words. But because this is happening during the Biden administration and it makes Joe Biden look bad, these people are a threat to our democracy. They are almost as dangerous as the parents going to those school board meetings. If I find out that one of these pilots has any Legos in their house, I'm going to call the FBI stat. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the FBI were already investigating. Maybe the IRS is checking some of these over $600 transactions from some of these pilots. Show me the pilot. I will show you the crime. This cannot stand. Our society cannot function this way with people who are grandma killers and don't want to help society and are so selfish. And that's just some of what you're probably going to hear tonight on CNN or MSNBC. Of course, you'd have to listen to hear that, which I know most of you out there won't be doing. But it is it's a funny thing, because if you remember last week, Joe Biden, in one of these long rambling speeches, and I'm hoping because it's because of the holiday today that maybe Joe will take the week off. Maybe he'll call a lid today for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I'm pretty sure he'll be able to find some time to take off.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he limits the public speeches. And I know how he's listening to this and he's going, Grace, what are you talking about? We need Biden to talk. But I can't. Every day it's like I can't. He's not saying anything. You know, it's watching an old man bumble on and on and on. But last week during that bumbling, he actually was bragging about this very issue. I don't know if people remember this, but the feeble old fool was boasting about how when you see headlines about people getting fired, don't be alarmed. Because sure, are there thousands of people who are going to lose their jobs due to this un-American mandate? Yes. But the silver lining, which Joe always manages to find, the whipped cream on top of the sundae, you might say, the cherry on top of it, is that the vaccine percentages, the percent of people who are fully vaccinated, will ipso facto rise as the firings continue. The firings will continue until morale improves, in other words. So listen to Joe Biden bragging about this just last week. Do we have this cut, Jared? All right, it's going a little bit slow. We'll play that when we get back. Yeah, Joe was telling everyone at the time, don't let this concern you that people are going to get fired, because the percentage of vaccinated people will be higher. But I don't know how that's going to make people feel who are sitting at the airport trying to get on their flights. Oh, you know, I can't get to where I need to go, but at least I know that everyone flying these planes is vaccinated and they're doing their part for society. That's not how I would feel. Now, I guess why I wanted to start with this, well, first of all, it's a huge story. But second of all, it's not the only case we're seeing now of people really taking a stand. We saw this in Massachusetts with the state troopers. Some of those men and women have been coming forward and talking about their experience and talking about the situation with these mandates. We also saw in Wyoming, a teenager got arrested for refusing to wear her mask. She was arrested on school grounds. Her name is Grace Smith. She's from Wyoming. And there's a lot of stories that make you realize that people are finally speaking out. And I don't claim to be a tough guy. I never want to be a fake tough guy. There's enough Donnie Deutsches in the world that you don't need Grace Curley added on top of it. So I'm not going to sit here and say, I don't wear a mask when I go in here, blah, blah, blah. There are situations where I bend the knee and people give me grief for it. I got vaccinated, which I don't feel bad about because I had my own reasons for it. But I do understand when people say, well, if you really care that much, you know, protest or do this or do that. But I want to share the stories that you guys know from people who have done things like this, have actually put their money where their mouth is and said, fine, you want me to wear a mask? I'm not going to come here anymore. You know, you want me to get vaccinated and I don't want to, I'm going to quit. Because there's stories like that popping up everywhere. And they're really inspiring and they're very necessary right now. 844-500-4242. Let's play a little Joe Biden here. This is Joe bragging about getting people vaccinated.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story.
Look at the bigger story. If you're sitting in an airport right now trying to get from point A to point B, that's the biggest story to you, I can assure you. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about people who are, you know, for every, I was driving into work today and I saw a man running with his son. And at first I thought, oh, that's so cute. You know, like a dad running with his son. The kid was probably 8 years old. And I saw them running from far away. And I was like, oh, how sweet. And then as I got closer, I was driving. The kid had a mask on. The dad didn't have a mask on, but the kid had a mask on. And then it became very, ugh. Why is your kid outside running with you with a mask on? But for every person like that who promotes this kind of insanity, there's people like the pilots and there's people like the state troopers and there's people like Grace Smith in Wyoming. So let's talk about those people today. 844-500-4242. It is Columbus Day. We got a really fun show planned. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Else matters to the average American? Gas prices. And gas prices in October 2021, they are at its highest point since October of 2014, $3.19. Now, obviously, there are a number of issues as to the reason why, but trying to explain OPEC Plus to a person who has to fill up their tank at $3.19 doesn't necessarily work super well if you're the White House.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to have to explain that to us dummies. We would never understand. Speaking of CNN, that cut was from CNN, but they also had a tweet out today. If you hoped grocery stores this fall and winter would look like they did in the before times, and they had that capitalized, before times, with limitless options stretching out before you in the snack, drink, candy, and frozen food aisles, get ready for some disappointing news. Now, this is interesting because we've been talking about this both on my show and on Howie's show about how you go to the grocery store and a lot of times things look pretty bleak. Taylor was actually discussing how he was at the grocery store and there was a woman in front of the Drake's coffee cakes and she was aghast at the low supply of Drake's coffee cake. And it has happened. I mean, you go anywhere. I go across the street a lot to the gas station to get power bars. And I went the other day. I actually took a photo. They were all completely empty. The supply chains are running it's very chaotic right now. And despite his long, long list of experiences with transportation, Pete Buttigieg doesn't seem to have a handle on it. Now, we will get into all of that, But when CNN refers to before times, they mean, you know, the old normal before the pandemic. I like to think of before times in my mind as when Trump was president, because, God, I miss that. And so our poll question today is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What do you miss most about the before times? Low gas prices, limitless options at the grocery store, tax cuts, or mean tweets?
I'm going to say, what was the third option?
Tax cuts.
I'm going to say low gas prices. Because I didn't, it's like, you know, you pave paradise and put up a parking lot. I never realized how great it was until now, until I'm paying an obscene amount for gas.
Yes, low gas prices in the lead at 38%. 31% missed the mean tweets, 25% missed tax cuts, and 6% missed the limitless options at the grocery store.
Well, the mean tweets is why we don't have, according to the left, any of the other things. That's what they sacrificed, the low gas prices, the limitless options at the grocery store, was so that we wouldn't have mean tweets. But some of us liked them. We liked all of it. We wouldn't have traded it for anything. Becky, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Becky.
All right, so about this whole cancel culture, I'm going to cancel Trader Joe's because I'm going to give you a quick preface here. I'm a single mom with three kids. My oldest has autism. So years ago, someone introduced him to the orange chicken at Trader Joe's, and he loved it. So he's very, you know, he has a limited palate. So I put all my political beliefs aside and some of the nonsense that Trader Joe does, and I went to Trader Joe's. I'm a very loyal customer. I was. And I would go because, you know, they would want a customer like me. Not only am I loyal, do I come every 10 days or so, 2 weeks to stock my freezer with this lemon, you know, the orange chicken, but we have an emotional attachment to it because I'm fired up. This, you know, this kid loves it and, you know, he knows how to make it now that he's older and et cetera, et cetera. So I go on September 8th to the Newton store and everyone's wearing masks, which I usually expect because they wore it all this summer in Trader Joe's. And I stopped one of their employees and I said, hey, is there a mask mandate? Because I was going to be respectful because I'm after this orange chicken and trying their different things and this and that. So no. I spend, I believe it was $200 that day. Then the 18th, I go back with my daughter, who's 13, and we're walking around, again, no mask. And we're looking, everyone wears masks. And she said something to me. I said, don't worry, I asked this and that. So we go through the thing, and at the end, I'm about to cash in, and my daughter says, Ma, that woman just said something to me, you know, because she had come down this one aisle. And I said, what do you mean? This grown woman and her daughter basically dramatically threw their things in the cart and said, ooh, no mask, how dangerous, pointing at my 13-year-old. And they, you know, basically started shaming her. There are employees everywhere because they're always, like, overstaffed, stocking, you know, the cabinets or, I mean, the shelves. And not one person said anything to my daughter, who was by herself at that time, and nobody in the aisle did. So she comes, gets me. I turn around, lock eyes with this lady. Needless to say, I find her in produce because she ran. And I question her. I said, you know, it went through this whole thing, like we're vaccinated. And then
Becky, we're running out of time, but I'm glad you brought this up because I have not a similar story, but I have something I want to discuss along these lines when we get back. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Keep calling in, guys. We'll discuss this until the 1 o'clock hour.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
These requirements work. And as the Business Roundtable and others told me when I announced the first requirement, that encouraged businesses to feel they could come in and demand the same thing of their employees. More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story.
More flights are being canceled. Southwest is continuing to cancel flights, leaving thousands stranded. But as Joe Biden said, at least everybody at Southwest is vaccinated. So even if some of the pilots who didn't want to get vaccinated decided to walk out or sick out or whatever you want to call it, which there's reports that that's what this is about, It doesn't matter because their percentage of people vaccinated is higher. And that makes Joe Biden feel good. He's doing a good job. And that's what counts. Now, you couple in the fact that as a country right now, we are in no position to be turning people away who are willing to work. You think about the amount of job openings and the lack of enthusiasm from Americans to fill those job openings. And then you also add in the problems we're having with supply chains, and it's a perfect storm. So what does Joe Biden do? He makes the situation worse. He says, oh, okay, let's also make sure that we encourage people to quit or resign, or we fire people. That ought to do the trick. This administration is like Leroy Jenkins. They see us, they see anything, any issue, any problem, and they want to make it worse. They want to add in a little something that's going to take the problem and make it bigger, make it more obvious. It's really crazy. And then when you think about it, the people who are meant to fix this, besides Joe, we know he's not doing anything. I'm sure he had a nice big scoop of ice cream this weekend, but besides that, he's not really all there anymore. But the people that he's picked to fix these issues are completely incompetent. Walsh Marty being one of them. You have to hear this cut of Marty Walsh talking about how we have all of these people who don't want to go back to work. And listen to his reasoning. This is an interview he did with Axios. Cut 13, please.
What's the basic explanation that you have for the fact that we have so many job openings, kind of a record number of job openings since this started being tracked, yet so many people who aren't going to work? You talked about the unemployment rate. It's down, but we still have this massive mismatch.
I think that one of the biggest reasons is, and again, no one's tested this or checked it, I think it's work-life balance. I mean, you know.
But they're not working. What's the balance?
No, they're looking at their career. And they're saying, we were in a career before. I want to get out of this career. I want to move forward.
Wait, hold on. Can we pause it for a second? I'm sorry. It's never a good idea if you're the Secretary of Labor, someone asks you a question. The biggest question, really. The biggest question. We have a horrible jobs report. You'd think that who's ever prepping Walsh Marty, who's ever prepping Kamala Harris, that they'd prep them with the most obvious questions. You have Kamala Harris, you say, they're going to ask you about the border. You have Joe Biden, they're going to ask you about the economy. They're going to ask you about the two bills you're trying to get passed. They're going to ask you about COVID. You have Marty Walsh. You think whoever his little minions are working for him, who I'm sure are getting paid oodles and oodles of our money, would say, just so you know, they're going to ask you why people aren't jumping at the chance to take these jobs. And what does he do? He cites something that he says there's been no research on. I have to hear that back because I think he says there's been no proof of this. That's the first thing I understand you have a conversation for like 3 hours. You get to something and you go, and honestly, we have no real evidence of this, but this is something I thought of. But for the first question, why don't people want to go back to work? And you're like, you know what? This is a theory I have. Oh, I'm glad that we know the inner workings of Marty Walsh's mind and what he thinks might be the problem. But shouldn't he have a better grip of it? It's not like this is like a side gig he's doing, where he goes on Twitter and says, oh, by the way, this is my opinion on this. You know, I went and saw the James Bond movie, and I have an opinion on that. But that doesn't mean I'm a James Bond expert. This is something he's supposed to be an expert on. He's the secretary of this. And the first thing he comes out with is, there's no proof of research on this. So why are you citing it? And you know what? I promised I wouldn't get high-pitched today because it's a holiday. And we're supposed to be bringing some calmness and some joy. Let's take that Walsh cut back from the beginning.
What's the basic explanation that you have for the fact that we have so many job openings, kind of a record number of job openings since this started being tracked, yet so many people who aren't going to work? You talked about the unemployment rate. It's down, but we still have this massive mismatch.
I think that one of the biggest reasons is, and again, no one's tested this or checked it, I think it's work-life balance. I mean, you know.
But they're not working. What's the balance?
No, they're looking at their career. And they're saying, we were in a career before. I want to get out of this career. I want to move forward. People are going to have to go back into the workforce.
That's what I look at and think, okay, it's one thing to take a couple months off for that, but there are bills to pay for most people. So how long can somebody actually sit there and say, I'm looking?
These questions are asked every month. You ask
them
every
month.
I don't think there is an answer. I think, again, we're living in a pandemic.
That's bad. I don't know what's worse, that Walsh cut or Ben and Jerry's. I'm going to say Ben and Jerry's. We'll get to that in a little bit. We have tons of great sound today. You think, you know, probably 20 years ago on a holiday like this, you wouldn't have a lot of sound. Not now with Twitter and all these people constantly running their mouths. We have excellent sound today. But no one's tested it. No one's checked it. So why don't I say it in an interview with Axios? Whoa. Oh, boy.
I mean, that is about as prepared as this White House gets.
And this is the guy who's going to save us from this. This is the guy who's going to fix the problem. It's really, when you think about the people that Trump hired, and he had some bad hires, but also when you looked at, you know, the people he brought in to deal with the economy, when you looked at people he brought in to deal with security, you did feel like they knew what they were talking about. You know, with Marty Walsh, maybe I'm just being mean, but I don't get that sense. And he says no one knows the answer.
I think the pilots at Southwest have a pretty good answer for you, Marty, as to why they don't want to work.
Yeah, there are some situations where we have the exact answer.
I mean, they were pretty clear. I don't think it was because they wanted to move to a different career.
And by the way, the other person who's going to fix this is our Secretary of Transportation, Mayor Pete. And he doesn't seem to have much of an answer either. We're going to get to those in one sec, but let's go to the calls first. John, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Grace, there's something. You talk about a perfect storm. They're going to set the cost of living number any day now or any week now. And right now, it's looking like there's going to be a 6% raise for all Social Security people. 6% hasn't happened since the 80s. And that on top of 5-point-something trillion? They're just, the printing presses are going to go crazy.
I know. No, you're absolutely right. And then when you add in the fact that this is the stuff that people are noticing every single day. I've seen a lot of columnists and economists mention that it's hard to convince people that inflation and that their cost of living isn't going up because they see it with their own eyes. You know, you go get bacon, you're gonna notice you're paying more for bacon. You go fill up your tank, you're gonna notice that. And so when you have a ministry of truth like Jen Psaki and Joe Biden that really run on telling people what they're seeing is not what's happening, it's increasingly more difficult for them because this is stuff that people pay attention to. People pay attention to how much they're paying for things. And, you know, we all have our own things. I know how much granola costs. I know how much milk costs. I know how much my favorite cereal costs. But everybody has those. And it's not just food. It's alcohol. It's coffee. It's everything is going up and people are noticing and people are frustrated. And it's not like on the flip side, you can say, yeah, but at least he's brought so much peace to the world. And at least he's, you know, really helped the progressive agenda. And at least everyone's so back to normal and so unified and not as hateful as they were during the Trump era. I would say it's become a lot worse. So he doesn't even have those things on his side. And then you look at foreign policy and you have Ned Price sitting down with the Taliban talking about how polite the exchange was. I don't even know. I'll look up the exact way he described it. But there's so many different issues. He's got, Joe Biden has mushrooming scandals around this presidency. And I haven't even mentioned the fact that COVID is still looming. Cases are still happening. They're going down, luckily. But he didn't exactly fix it like he said he was going to. So there's
shut it down, I believe, was the...
I'm going to shut down the virus right after I eat this ice cream. Well, that didn't really happen. But let's go to Buttigieg here. This is him. He was on with Morning Joe, and they did a big segment about how he and his husband adopted these babies. So that took up a huge chunk of the segment because most Americans, I just mentioned that people were going to the grocery store getting frustrated, filling up their cars, getting frustrated. But really, I think what most Americans have on their mind is, oh, Pete Buttigieg is a new dad. That's what I want to hear for 10 minutes when I turn on Morning Joe. So once they got through that segment, they started talking about the big bottleneck, the major holdups with the supply chain. And I think this will make people feel good that Pete's got it all under control. Let's start with Cut 16.
This is a major challenge, and this is something that's been a major priority for the White House, certainly for our department. It's why the White House set up this task force. And what we're looking at is basically everything between those ships and your shelves that gets the goods to where they need to be.
All right. Again, this is just, you know, describing what's happening, not really telling us any new information. Cut 17.
Obviously, it's an incredibly complicated situation. We're talking about global supply chains, and it's mostly private sector systems, but we have a big role to play.
All right, so what I gather from that is this is similar to the hacking. You know, it's private sector. We'll tax you guys all day long, but when it comes to these issues, you're on your own. Don't blame us. We don't want any blame for this. Private sector. It's mostly private sector, so I would not like to take any blame for this. And then let's also do cut 18.
Remember, a lot of this isn't, when you look at these backups, for example, on the ships, it isn't just about the ships, right? If they're in this photo, that means the ship is there. The question is, what's in the way of the container getting off the ship and out to where it needs to be? And a lot of that goes to the other parts of our transportation system.
Is anyone else getting the sense that they're working through this during the interview? Like, shouldn't this be the stuff you're talking about pre-interview with, I don't know, people at the White House or people who can fix it? It sounds like he's having a brainstorming session with Joe Scarborough. Like, he's explaining what's happening. We know. We understand that it's complicated and that it's a big issue, but isn't that what you're supposed to figure out? It's the same as Marty Walsh. You should have thought about all of this before you stepped in front of the mic here to answer these questions. Cut 19.
We have some real concerns with the availability of truck drivers. At large truck operators, the rate of turnover for truck drivers has been around 90%. So that's clearly, at least in part, a labor issue. And we're partnering with the Department of Labor to try to establish more apprenticeships and make sure that we're addressing that.
Well, rest assured.
Oh, God, he's partnering with Walsh. Oh, God.
I want, Jared, I don't want you to worry, though, because I'm sure what will help the truck driver situation is requiring them all to get vaccinated. You know, if there's a shortage of people willing to do that job, let's put in some mandates, and that ought to really sweeten the pot for those truck drivers. These people are complete. And I don't claim to be, again, I'm not an expert in any of this. But none of this requires expertise. This is common sense stuff. And they love to say, do you notice how they love to say how complicated everything is? It's a really complicated issue. And, you know, Jen Psaki, she doesn't want to dumb things down, but we should give people context to all of these issues. And Joe Biden says that he understands why people might not comprehend how complicated this all is. It didn't seem all that flippin' complicated when Trump was president. You all were telling us how he couldn't get any of this stuff done, how he couldn't operate this complicated system that you all work with. And yet, he managed to do it without any of these problems. So what happened that made it all so complicated? I know, COVID. Because again, when you run out of things to blame, blame COVID. But does anyone else notice that? A lot of these problems, Trump made it look easy, I guess. Because I wasn't being told all the time by Trump and his advisors how complicated everything was. I was told, oh, winning, winning, winning. Just killed this terrorist, winning. Economy's reaching a new time high, winning. Tax cuts, winning. And now all I'm hearing from these people is, well, it's complicated. Please, 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 please give us some time. It's very complicated. You have no idea how hard this is. That's good to know. We'll be back with more 844-500-4242. By the way, Elizabeth Warren wants to wish everyone a happy Indigenous Peoples Day. That is not a joke. I will read you that tweet when we get back. Talk about not reading the room and having very little self-awareness. She gives Kamala Harris a run for her money. The Aviva Trattoria Tour of Italy is back. Two new dates have just been added. One in Maynard on Tuesday, November 9th. That's Will's birthday. Maybe I'll take him for a little wine dinner treat. And Tuesday, November 16th in Malden. I went to the one in Malden and Howie went to the one in Maynard. So we have both been to these and they are excellent. I went with my sister. We had the best time. I mean, we were sending pictures in to our family and everyone was getting so jealous. There was like a roasted pig, a guitar player, so much wine. I mean, really, you get spoiled with the delicious wine they give you. It is a feast beyond belief. Anthony, the chef, a good friend of the show, he comes out before each course and he talks about the wine pairing and all the special ingredients in the dishes, why he chose these dishes, what regions they're from, what they mean to him. It's really cool. You feel like you're having a full... It's like dinner and a show almost. It's a real theater experience. And the best part is when they rolled out the pig, because they had little sparklers on it. And you don't see that every day. It was pretty cool. Take your spouse, take a friend, or take a family member, but don't miss one of these dinners. Free parking at both locations, and grab your tickets today at avivatrattoria.com. That's avivatrattoria.com. And I want to add something into this copy right now that is not written here. The price of this wine dinner is insane. You have to go to avivatrattoria.com. The amount you are getting for this low price, I had to ask Marcy. I'm like, how are you guys working this out? Because it doesn't seem like you'd make a profit. They're giving you such a good deal for so much food and so much wine. Avivatrattoria.com. We'll be back with more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
This is a major challenge, and this is something that's been a major priority for the White House, certainly for our department. It's why the White House set up this task force. And
Hey, Buttigieg. This is your job, not to mention the fact you wanted to be president. So if this is a challenge, imagine how challenging it would be if you had to deal with everything. And you, I feel like Jerry Seinfeld when he looks at Kramer and says, and you wanted to be my, no, George, he says, and you wanted to be my latex salesman. That's what I want to say to Pete Buttigieg. And you wanted to be my president. The nerve. Anthony, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Grace, how you doing? I love your topic here. I'm a logistics guy, and I've been following this for quite a long time now. This goes much deeper than COVID. There might be some COVID impact. But do you remember our geriatric president was saying, we have to make it in America, when Trump was actually making this stuff? Where is all this Make America Stuff campaign? It's not happening. But this goes back to, I don't know if you know this right now, he's talking about the Long Beach port, okay? So I've been out there. I understand how it works. So once you get those ships in, that doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to get the goods from China because the dum-dums and their stupid ban on fossil fuels are affecting Chinese manufacturing. Most of their plants are powered by coal. And we all know that the people in this country hate coal. So China's being squeezed right now because they can't get any coal to operate their plants. So even if these ships come in, there's not going to be much stuff coming after that. What happened is they were buying most of their coal from Australia, and they had a little tip with Australia, so Australia can't supply them any coal, and we're not sending them any coal, so they can't make anything. Therefore, we're not going to have anything. So once this inventory is done, it's going to be a really bad Christmas because people aren't going to be able to get stuff, and some of the stores are already empty right now.
Anthony?
Like I said, yes, Grace.
You just explained a lot of that. Do you think if I gave you Pete Buttigieg's number, you could explain it to him? Because he thinks it's really complicated.
Pete Buttigieg is a nitwit. I've been all over the world. And another thing, too, is I'm not sure if you know.
Anthony, I'm running out of time there, but call back again. We appreciate it, and a very informative call. Like I said, I'm not an expert, but I have listeners who are. 844-500-4242. A lot more to talk about when we get back on this Columbus Day. Don't go anywhere.